happy with the way I looked, but eventually I was happy to look and identify as a black woman. That's the reason why I had injections to change my appearance. Now I can feel that I look like the way I'm supposed to.
This man says he's transracial.
Oh God, not this again. This milky white tub of lard born Adam says he now identifies as a Filipino woman called Jardu.
Whenever I'm around the music, I'm around the food. I feel like I'm in my own skin.
Yeah, you're about as Filipino as Rachel Dolezal is African American.
Are you African American?
But it's like at least Rachel Dolezal made the effort. She blacked up and put her hair in cornrows.
Those of you that are just tuning in, and for the people that have been following me on this adventure of mine, today is day 50. That's right, half of 100 days I've been injected on myself, and I am, as you can see, I am getting darker, and I love it. My nipples are no longer pink, y'all. My dick is no longer pink. It's like light brown.
I dislike white people because of the color of their skin and their nationality, so yes, I guess I am racist. I hate white people just because of the color of their skin, their nationality, and, you know, other reasons too. But, yeah, so yes, I am a racist towards white people. You're sleeping with the goddamn enemy! We need to be keeping our roots strong! I just want to let you know that I've always had a black dick. I was, like, light-skinned, like, light-skinned. But for some odd reason, the one part of my body that never saw any sun, that hardly saw any sun at all, my dick and balls was the darkest part of my body by like 10 shades at least. It's very fucking weird, you know what I'm saying?
But my nipples are no longer pink, y'all. My dick is no longer pink.
Black is in fashion.
And my best friend, she took me to be white. She was shocked when I told her I'm not white. I am black. I am a black person. Most of them in this area goes as black. We've got maybe 2-3 families that considers themselves being white. But the rest of us in here, we consider ourselves being black.
But I am white. What black person has blonde hair, blue eyes, and fair complected and can hardly tan besides burning? I'm white.
You don't have to look black to be black. I know she don't look black, but she has got black in her. She's right. She's got a lot of different kind in her. But I am her mother. I stand on the black.
My last time with short hair.
My voice is definitely a lot lighter than it was before, because before I couldn't hit those higher notes at all whatsoever.
Apparently, love has no species either.
My name is Jareth Nebula, and I am an agender alien. Being an alien is more than just my gender. It's how I am. I've never really felt right.
Three-year-old Vinny O is making it his mission to become a real-life alien.
I see my life progressing to a more otherworldly look. I'm looking to change my genitals so that way there is nothing there. Just maybe like a hole to pee out of.
I went blind on purpose, but I don't feel it was a choice. In my case, it was a need to go blind. I found that drain cleaner is little less painful, although it does a lot of damage to the eye. Because drain cleaner was easily available to me, I went with that. And I woke up the following day, I was joyful. About 6 months, the sight in both eyes slowly went away. Becoming blind was definitely a difficult decision to make.
I think it's a really inspiring story, actually.
What? What the fuck?
Because you've overcome a lot here. You're a very positive person. You contribute a lot to the blind community, and I think that's a great thing.
At what age did you think you didn't want your legs?
At 14.
At 14. When did you actually cut them off?
I cut this one off in 2000.
I have fantasies about having a car wreck and becoming paraplegic from a car wreck. I did find a surgeon in another country who would be prepared to do femoral and sciatic nerve transections to paralyze my legs. It would be at least $25,000.
My name is Phil, and I like to dress as a baby.
No, it's a lengthy. It's an answer, Bella.
I like to wear nappies. It's like a regressor. It's actually very comfortable. I just like to sit in them.
I support Phil's lifestyle choice. I found out he liked to dress as a baby after being together for about a year.
You can't argue against this weirdo's claim that he's a six-year-old girl.
I have a mummy and daddy, adopted mummy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl.
In the words of Peter Pan, I never want to grow up.
Hooray! I'm a little and he's my daddy.
Daddy. Peppa and Emily, our friend, like to share.
I just love the cat's face. The cat is like.
I'm 20, but not really, because I'm 5.
Because you're off, and I have a daddy baby day.
Daddy baby day.
There are a lot of people in the community that do this sexually. And I'm not one of those people. This is a completely non-sexual lifestyle for me.
If it's been a really hard day and she's been a really good girl, we'll go to the park.
If we're out in public, you know, I don't just randomly, like, shout daddy.
Daddy! Oh, they're very wet now.
My passy box. And this has all of my pacifiers and stuff in it. A lot of them.
Once you're 20, I think it's okay to throw out those pacifiers.
Can I have some milk instead of water?
The main ones are no tantrums.
Don't tell daddy no. When upset, use your words to communicate with daddy. Ask daddy permission to have sweets until you get a job. Interesting. Get up at 11 a.m. every day. And get up when alarm goes off. Look both ways before crossing the street. Well, where have I heard that one already? Oh yeah, you know, a billion years ago when I was a child.
This lifestyle is kind of like a coloring book where she hands me the lines and I can just fill them in with whatever color I want, basically.
My daddy and I are very much in love.
Where am I? Hold on, is that a vape? Is she holding a freaking vape? That's a vape, ladies and gentlemen, a toddler that smokes. I think somebody took Forever Young a little too seriously.
It's playtime.
Hi, hi, every baby. I am Paigey. I'm 25 years old, and I'm an adult baby girl.
Then you can't argue against this freak's claim that she's a reptile.
Imagine if the easiest way to delight your wife is you just throw a ball across the room. Relationships wouldn't fail anymore if that's all you had to do. My name is Tony, and I'm a human pup.
I'm Andrew. I'm Tony's husband and trainer. He was his female at the time.
Pause. He was a female pup at the time, but now it's a male pup, but it's actually a woman. However, it is also a dog.
It's the best time. Every time I do it, it's like the best time of my life.
Best time of my life.
I remember when, I remember when I lost my mind.
A woman in Norway believes she belongs to a different breed. She claims that she is a cat trapped in a human's body.
My spare time, I go out to my yard and I prance around and I eat grass. And I just munch it because it helps me feel like in tune with my dear self.
Dear self. That is some other sh- I need Jesus.
Me looking into the bowl like a normal cat would. We are always open to trying new things. I'm really excited about doing this because that's another part of the whole like regular like kitten stuff's fun.
Okay, that's a bug for you. I'm gonna feed you some pastry.
Despite living a puppy dream, this canine couple have had to deal with some harsh judgment.
Something's so sharp.